From the Downtown Tyler Visitor Center, this is Roses and Weeds. Okay, folks, welcome into a different, little yellow, different special Roses and Weeds. it is a kind of a sad one for me because this is my last time to host Roses and Weeds, and it's a handoff of sorts because Adriana, the new host of Roses and Weeds, is here with me. So hi, Adriana.
Hi, Bob. We're all very sad to hear about you leaving and about this being your last episode. I know a lot of listeners will miss your voice specifically because it's so perfect for podcasts and radio.
Well, I miss doing this because it was sort of, for me, it was like a way to go back in time a little bit because my career started in radio. That's where I came from. Yeah. And so it was a chance to play radio a couple times a month here at my real job at the City of Tyler and kind of have fun and do some talk radio and have some fun with our guests and everything. And it really opened up to me in more detail the podcast world because I had done a podcast on my own prior, but all I did was I sent the audio and let them handle the rest of it. I didn't know anything about podcasting. I had one, but I didn't know anything about it. I was like, okay, well, here it is. Do whatever you want to do with that, you know? And so this gave me a chance to actually see it from start all the way to completion, which is how you get it out there, how you distribute it, and see, you know, and try to make an impact with it because that's what this podcast really does. And we've had conversations internally in the city about Roses and Weeds and what we are doing with it, and you know, do we want to take a break for the summer or whatever? And mm-hmm. and I'm my thing was always, this is the deepest dive we go into city topics of anything that we do.
Yes.
And people love podcasts. And I said, you know, it doesn't really matter how many downloads we're getting. The people that are doing it on a consistent basis are learning something.
That's
and
true.
You learn more about it than, I mean, we do a lot of short videos and a lot of walking with Bobs and all those kind of things. And we get maybe a minute or two with our audience, if even that.
Yeah, I know. And podcasts, we've had an upright turn, and we're getting a lot of new listeners and a lot of people stopping us and being like, hey, when's your next one? Yeah. And it's been really exciting. This has been happening since, like, I don't know, December, that I've been starting to meet fans and stuff.
Yeah,
so that's really
awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's you're listening to a conversation. We're talking in most cases with the subject matter experts, and they're in here telling us the things that we need to know about our city. And I think it's of interest not only to residents of the City of Tyler, but elsewhere. I mean, to hear what we're doing here. I know a lot of other cities listen to what we're doing here and have put together podcasts of their own. We definitely by far weren't the first to do that as a city, but it's been a lot of fun to be a part of it, and I learn a lot every single time we crack the mics open here, and so it's been a lot of fun to learn that. I'm moving on from the city completely now.
Tell us about your new venture.
Well, it's actually an old venture that I'm going back to, before I came to work for the City of Tyler, about 10 years ago, I created a TV show called Expedition Texas, and I produced that and other various like pilots for other TV shows and things like that at my production company. And there came a point in time where things like benefits and retirement became very important, and a steady salary became important. And so at that time, I thought, you know, I need to go to work somewhere that has all of that. And I had heard many great things about working for the City of Tyler. And I'll tell you that since I came to work here, it's only gotten better.
That's true.
I mean, everything, and it has nothing to do with me. I mean, telling you that since coming to work here, the leadership of like Ed Broussard and now Regina, the people that work to develop the organization and to they're really employee focused, and when they're doing that, the employees can be resident focused, and the organization is amazing. And it's a tough thing to say I'm going to step away from that because it is, without a doubt, the best place I've ever worked. And it goes all leadership. Our leader, Julie Goodgame, you know, she's over the communications department and always challenging us to do better. And so I am going to take those things that I learned working here, and I'm going to go into my own business again, go back to it. It's been there all along. It's sort of been a side hustle thing.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go back to that and take the things that I've learned here and challenge myself
I love that.
Because they taught me that. And that's what you would learn. And I tell everybody. In fact, my parents had a car accident with someone the other day. And it was, she was in a company vehicle. I'm not going to say what company. but she really feared for her job. And I said, what kind of work do you want to do? And she said, well, I was going to school for human resources. I want to be involved in that. And I said, really? Well, do you want to go back to school at some point? She's like, oh, yes, I want to do that. And I said, well, you need to look on the City of Tyler website, find you a job there, and start working on your career again, because with tuition reimbursement and all the mm-hmm. other benefits that we have here at the City of Tyler, it would be a great place to get into that career.
It really is. And even since I've been here, like I started in 2017, things have changed so much. Mm-hmm. And they've really been focusing on the employees, like you said. But this is not a City of Tyler podcast. This is a Bob going away podcast.
Okay. So, well, I did want to say that, because I know that the people that made it great to work here will be listening, and I want them to know yes. how I feel about that.
But I know that you have a, can we announce your new thing?
Oh, well, I guess this would be the very first place it's ever been talked about.
Does the contract say you can't announce it yet or anything?
It doesn't say that. There is a contract. And, okay. And because of everything going on right now, they gave me an extension on my contract, which is great. So I do have a contract with the publisher to write a book, which is an Expedition Texas companion piece called Expedition Texas Tales from the Road, which will be sort of the way I see things as we go out into explore abandoned buildings, which is what that show's about, lost history in Texas. And so I'm kind of retelling everything. It'll include history, because the publisher is History Press, and they are an imprint of Arcadia Publishing, and they focus on stories that tie into history. But we tell a little bit of that in there, but a lot of it's behind the scenes on shooting the show, and you know, our thoughts when we roll up to some of these places, you know, because some of these places look scary to walk into.
You're like,
you know?
What did I get myself into? Right.
But I mean, you know, like ghost towns and abandoned hotels and all these different things. And so we try to have a variety on this, and it's been really fun to write and go back to some old episodes and watch and try to relive it so that I can tell it and remember what didn't make it into the show. And so I'm working on that.
And when is that coming out? Can
it
you just
say? It should be this fall. With me pushing the deadline on them, I'm not real sure if it'll make it out for the fall season of the show. But I'm going to work on the book, Expedition Texas. I'm possibly bringing back a TV show that I've produced that's still running on Retro TV called Festival of Fear.
Yes.
We are probably going to have new episodes of that.
Halloween Harvey.
Yeah, I'm going to maybe bring that back. Got to figure out a way for him to have a beard now, though, because I'm not shaving my beard off. just a few other projects that have been sort of on the back burner and not touched in quite a while, and a few brands that I worked really hard to create but had to put those things aside to really focus on, you know. And I really at one point thought, yeah, City of Tyler is where I'm gonna retire from. But as I'm seeing, like, my business, we did our taxes a few weeks ago, and I'm like, my business grew. I'm not even doing anything really. But it grew. And so I'm ready to like dive in headlong and like take advantage of some of the changes and some of the kind of the uptick in the economy right now and try to see if I can't just really make a really good living doing that and be doing things that were everything I do there, they're all things that I created. And so they're all kind of my babies.
Yes.
And to be able to go back and nurture those full time would be
awesome. Like, not everyone can start their own brand and their own businesses, and you've done it like multiple times with different brands and different businesses, and they're still all alive. So you gotta nurture them and not lose them, because again, not everybody can do that.
It's so sad to me, because with Halloween Harvey, we stopped production of it. I tried when I first came to work at the City of Tyler. It was in December of 2016, and we tried to keep it going. We kept it going until late 2018, and on a very full schedule, 26 episodes a year.
Wow.
But it's a lot. I mean, the makeup was a pain. It's awful.
I was gonna say, like, I know you put like super black paint on your hair.
Yes.
You should do the same on your beard so that it matches. Yes. And that's how you can
I think we're gonna go with like a Wolfman Jack kind of gray stripes, like a little skunk stripe down the beard.
Yes,
I think that would give it enough character where we could make it work. But you know, it would hurt my heart, because that show where Expedition Texas had viewers, people that liked the history that we were talking about. But with that show, it had fans.
Yes.
And it didn't matter what we made, anything, a DVD, a t-shirt, whatever, some knickknack that had the Harvey logo on it, people would buy it. And I have none of it left.
Oh, wow.
And so people really love...
Are you saying that these are like special edition things that you can sell now on eBay really expensive?
Well, I don't know that anybody wants those, but they there are, like, to know that there are people out there who still, like, every single week will write and say, hey, when are you doing new episodes and all this kind of stuff. That, to me, was like, I'm not doing any. I'm missing an opportunity here, yeah. You know? And I want to be able to do new episodes for them, and so we're going to do that. I've got a web series called Main Street Reborn, where we focus on kind of like what we have down here in downtown Tyler. We have all these new businesses in historic buildings bringing Main Street back to life. And that's not limited to Texas. We're going to go all over with that, and we'll be able to pay attention to that again. After the experience here with this podcast, I might bring my podcast back.
Love it.
Got a few things cooking there as well. So there's just a lot of opportunity. I've got some outside productions I'm going to do for some folks. That, you know, I don't really do like video jobs, but like TV programs and some ideas that people had that I'll be able to help them do now.
Where can people find all these things?
They're everywhere, but like every show has a website that's built around it. Every show has a social media presence built around it. I would like to say that maybe 31west.com is sort of where you find information on all of it, but that's like the least visited website of all because nobody knows what that is. That's just the company that makes all these other things.
But for the people listening, 31west.com is where you can find all the other stuff.
Yeah, 31-west.com.
There you go.
I'll try to update that before this airs so that at least it has the links that it needs. But I've got a lot of irons that have sort of always been in the fire, but the fire went out, you know, and now it's time to light it back up.
It wasn't out. It was just like...
Yeah, it was just coals.
It was just warm.
Yeah, it was simmering, right? Yeah, embers. Yeah. And now it's time to fan the flames.
Yes. Wow,
all these metaphors with this. That's great. Thank you, Peyton. Peyton's in here, too, taking pictures.
Yes,
so.
Hi, Peyton.
That's great. So, but I think we're leaving the podcast in very capable hands. We have had, of course, you know, it rotates who has been in here with me doing this. And so we're sort of doing a podcast / training right now. And it's going to be good because it's started, it's going. And we know the thing that's so cool about our team has been that everybody knows their area so well. They know the right people to bring in to talk to. And it's interesting stuff.
Yes.
I mean, especially if you're a resident of the city of Tyler.
I think it actually worked out that you got sick not too long ago and I got to take over for that one episode.
Yes.
Because I get it. I can do it now.
Yeah.
I know I can do it.
Okay. Well, awesome. Well, I think that people need to continue listening. And I always said this at the end of every episode, and I really wish that people would do this. We get them sporadically, but I really wish that people would take the time to... like residents, let us know what you want to learn about, because literally we're talking about ideas for this podcast all the time. Rather than our ideas, let's talk about your ideas, like what it is that you want to learn about, because as you drive by and you look and you see something that you don't like, or like, wow, I can't believe the city's doing this, some great thing, you know, we want to talk about it. If that's something that, because if you are wondering about it, most definitely someone else is too, and I think that would be great. I mean, the things that I learned when I first came to work here that the city actually takes care of and handles, it's mind-boggling.
And I don't think a lot of people know how government works and what things we do and don't do. Mm-hmm. And so if you ever have a question, like they say, there's no stupid questions. There really isn't. Like, especially for something like this where we can really go deep dive into what it is we're doing and how it actually works.
Yeah.
And not just like... what we think happens, but like we get hands-on experience from those people that are doing the work.
Yeah. And I think a podcast recommendation right here, an episode recommendation, is from the inbox.
Yes.
Because we have a lot of questions that we address during that, and my favorite segment of that was one you said, not it.
Yes.
We're going to play not it. And that was basically a lot of things that people think we do, but we don't.
Yeah. But we tell you who does it.
Yes. And that's good to separate out, you know, like who controls, who rents a spot on the downtown square, you know, not it, you know, those kind of, that was a very informative episode. It got a lot of information into one episode.
What's another episode that was like your favorite?
I loved the ones where we got to know city council members. Yes. Because as the listener was getting to know them, so was I.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And us, yeah.
Yeah, we were able to, like, get to know them with you and kind of learn what makes them tick and kind of a little bit of what their outside life looks like.
Which we have one coming up now because we have a new council member coming in May.
That's right. Yeah, we've got that coming up. I'm going to definitely tune in and listen to that. But I love those. Anytime we got to have the mayor or the city manager on, those always felt like we were getting a very high level look at everything going on. And of course, you know, anytime, for some reason, I always like talking about like water and wastewater and those kind of things. That was always interesting to me, just because there's so much work that goes into those mm-hmm. systems, and so much goes into like making a great quality product that comes out your faucet at home, and then taking whatever goes down the drain and moving it on down the line.
Yeah,
too.
Our city manager always says that people, like, as long as there's water coming out of the faucet and the toilet's flushing, they don't think about the system.
Right.
They only think about it when it's not working.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
And it's a rarity. Yeah. That's amazing that it's a rarity. And, you know, I was really blessed to be here during a period of time when we're coming out of it now, it seems like. But during a period of time where we had a lot of, especially under Mayor Martin Hines, we had to focus on a lot of projects that weren't really pretty. I mean, mm-hmm. They're not something you see. Like now, we're celebrating the W.T. Brookshire Conference Center going up, but for so many years of we're talking about replacing sewer lines and pipe mm-hmm. bursting and all these different kind of things that had to be happening below the surface that you're not going to drop by and say, "Woo, Mayor Martin, but did this," and so he had to be kind of that humble mayor that took care of those projects that weren't pretty, you know, and then just at the right time.
But very important.
Yeah, and not to say he didn't have anything to do with the Rose Complex either, because he was very much in that from the beginning as a city council member and as a mayor. But you know, that was just a time where the city had to focus on things that they weren't the pretty projects that everybody's going to celebrate, but they were very necessary projects.
Yeah, they were the most important projects.
Yeah, so that when you flush your toilet, it does work. We want that to happen.
Because without that, there's no city of Tyler, because people will move out.
right. Downtown has been amazing. Anytime we get to talk about that, and the cool thing is we are here doing a podcast while we're looking at all of this. Amber Verona and everything that Main Street has done down here, and this vibrant place where it's easy to walk from where we were at City Hall to come down here and eat at any number of restaurants, see a show at Liberty Hall on a weeknight.
There's more to come.
Yeah, there's so much more. I mean, like, there's a lot going on here in the next few years, and we talked about some of it on this podcast.
Yeah, I know. And I think my favorite one, I think, was actually the podcast that we did about you when we rehearsed.
Yeah, we talked about some of these things before on that one, didn't we?
Yes. Yeah. So, but we didn't go into all these details, so that's good that we can promote your stuff now, and we're going to keep following you along your journey, and especially me, I will follow your personal Facebook because I want to see your little girl and your puppy, and your family is super cute.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I will, of course, be listening to Roses and Weeds every time it comes out, because just because I'm leaving the city, Tyler, doesn't mean I'm not a fan from now on. I mean, it's where I do business.
Yes.
From now on, it'll always be where I do business. If I do it anywhere else, the name of my company would not make any sense. 31 West is here. Unless I went to like west of Kilgore, maybe I could say that was, but I'm not going to do that. So this is where I do business. I live just outside of Tyler and White House, but Tyler, like for so many people, is where I do come to work.
Yeah.
And it always will be. So I will definitely be listening and definitely be following everything that happens. And of course, cheering you guys on from the sidelines.
Thank you.
So do you need to wrap this up or do I? Because I'm kind of done, right?
Well, I guess I will. So if you have comments, suggestions, questions that you want us to answer, you can email us at publicrelations@tylertexas.com or follow us on any social media. Write us on any social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Nextdoor, all of it. We're on there. Except TikTok. We're not on TikTok. And we're all City of Tyler, Texas and all of those. And how do you close this up, Bob?
Bye, y'all.
Bye.